19 years ago, Crystal Bodenschatz was a gymnast at the peak of her career. She had dreams of making an Olympic team, and she was just 14 years old. Like a lot of gymnasts, Crystal retired young. She moved on, finished high school, started a family. But recently, Crystal discovered something.
You don't have to be 16, 17, try for the Olympics, stop, and you're done.
Amy Sisk of member station WESA has the story.
Crystal Bodenschatz sprinted toward the vault at the 2000 National Gymnastics Championships in St. Louis. She had a lot of eyes on her.
My parents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins.
They cheered from the stands while a panel of USA Gymnastics officials looked on.
All the head people are sitting there, you know, watching you, and you're right next to them.
She launched off the vault into a flip with a half twist and nailed her landing. And then she waited.
We get called to go in the back for awards, and you have to line up. And every championships, they would they'd call from last to first. And here I'm waiting, like, oh, maybe I got third, you know. And they call third up, and I'm like, ooh, maybe I got second. Like, I never really knew.
She won gold. After the meet, Crystal met up with her family. All she wanted was a meal. But as they left the arena,
people swarmed us.
That's Crystal's brother, Donnie Uslak.
We needed, like, bodyguards almost. And can we have your autograph? And, like, just hundreds of kids.
And we could barely walk, you know. You felt like a celebrity, you know. And even my brother, people were asking him for his autograph because he was my brother.
You know, that's kind of when it hit home. Like, wow, you know, I think I could see my sister in the Olympics.
Crystal was one of the country's top gymnasts, but she was too young to compete in the Sydney Games later that summer. She set her sights on the 2004 Olympics in Athens, and she kept winning.
This is America's most promising fresh face, the two-time junior national champion, but this is a big step.
Crystal trained at Parkett's in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a gym with a reputation for being tough.
They were pushing me really hard, and I was trying to... I think I was becoming a teenager, too, so things weren't just happening easy like they did before in the past. And I think I just got frustrated with my coaches, and they got frustrated with me.
One day at practice in 2003, Crystal's coaches wanted her to do a double layout in a floor routine, two flips with a straight body requiring a lot of power. Crystal wasn't feeling up to it. She didn't want to end up like other gymnasts who would get injured trying moves that they couldn't land safely and consistently. Crystal went back into the locker room, but she says her coach followed and said,
"This Olympics is not for you anymore. This is all about me." I walked out right then. I remember calling my mom saying, "I'm done. I quit."
Crystal didn't stay away long. She started training again. But in January 2004, she missed catching the high bar on a release skill and fell to the mat below. She felt a bone pop out of place, then slide back in.
You couldn't even see my foot. Like, it was so big. So I stayed off of it, gosh, like maybe 2 weeks, if that. And it was not okay. Like, it was still hurt, still swollen. I could barely walk.
Crystal wasn't healthy enough to try her most difficult skills at her next big competitions. And she didn't make the 2004 Olympic team. When the Athens Games came around that August, she didn't even watch on TV.
I hated gymnastics. I hated everything about it. I just was done with it.
Crystal had a full ride scholarship to compete in college, but after freshman year, she quit and returned home to Johnstown, Pennsylvania. She began coaching at her family's gym, Uslak Gymnastics. Years passed. She got married and had three kids. Last June, at age 32, Crystal drove across the state to visit her old gym, Parkett's, for its 50th anniversary.
You know, got to see my friends, and I got to, like, show my husband some of the pictures and, you know, videos of when I was younger. And talking about gymnastics, you know, it just brought back a lot of memories. Because I don't ever really talk about my experience as a gymnast ever.
When she got back to Johnstown, Crystal hopped up on the balance beam in front of the girls she was coaching. And she decided to show off a crazy skill from her competition days, a full twisting back handspring landing not on her feet, but catching the beam between her legs. Many people who see it performed for the first time gasp because it looks terrifying. But she pulled it off.
But after that, for 2 weeks, I couldn't move my shoulder.
But Crystal had fun trying it, and this idea began creeping into her head. Could she make a comeback?
Why not? Why not try? Might be really, really hard, but I think this would be like the perfect time to try. I mean, I started trying to work out at my house, doing conditioning and going outside because it was still nice out, and doing handstands and pirouettes and all of that, and maybe convince myself that I could still do it.
Crystal's brother, Donnie, coaches at the family's gym too.
My first reaction was, oh my God, you gotta, no, she's crazy. I went home, talked to my wife about it, and I'm like, I don't know if we have to talk to Crystal. I don't know if there's something wrong, but she wants to train again. What if she gets hurt? Her kids, her husband, like she has bills. She's an adult. She can't. She's crazy.
But Crystal had made up her mind. Donnie and their mom eventually became her coaches, helping her prepare routines for a sport that's changed a lot in 15 years.
It's very powerful. It's very, let's try the hardest things and put them all together.
Crystal didn't have any of the right gear to get started. Just an old, worn set of leather grips that gymnasts wear over their hands on bars.
So I got new grips and new leotards, and really that's all you need for gymnastics, not much more.
Earlier this year, Crystal entered the Buckeye Classic in Ohio. It was her first elite competition since 2004. Girls from her gym and her family, including her three young children, sat in the stands. Most of her competitors were 12, 13, 14 years old.
All the other girls in her rotation were like staring at her like, oh my God, who is this lady?
But one of their coaches knew.
She's like, excuse me, are you Crystal? She's like, yep. She's like, the Crystal? And she's like, yeah, I guess if you want to say that, I'm the Crystal. And she's like, do you have anything inspirational to say to my girls? And I don't remember exactly what she said, but she told the girls, you know, have fun and be yourself. And the look on the little girls, like, oh my God, I'm competing against this former gymnast who's like amazing.
Crystal started on vault.
Everyone was clapping for me when I was running down the vault runway and cheering. I could hear all that, and you know, that was exciting.
She completed her piked flip with a half twist and took just a small step on her landing. Then she went to her next and final event, balance beam.
You know, I got up on the beam, shaking, like really shaking.
One of her toughest moves came early in her routine, a back handspring followed by a backflip. She went a touch crooked and fell onto the mat.
So I get back up and I go to do my next thing, and I feel very confident.
But as she moved through her choreography, she took a sidestep and found herself on the floor yet again.
I was just like, oh my gosh, what happened? How did I end up on the ground?
She wobbled the rest of the way through the routine.
So when I landed, like, I just burst into tears and walked away.
In the days after the competition, her perspective changed, and news of her comeback spread throughout the gymnastics community. One 16-year-old gymnast was thinking about leaving the sport when she read a Facebook post about Crystal's journey.
She didn't quit because of my story. That's enough. You know, if I've reached, you know, these people to want to keep doing stuff, that to me is enough.
Since the Buckeye Classic, Crystal has kept working out and competing. Donnie says he catches a lot of the young gymnasts at the family's gym staring at his sister, amazed every time she trains.
Whenever she's working out, it's like, girls, hello, girls, come on, back to practice.
Crystal's goal is to represent the United States at the Tokyo Games in 2020. The odds are against her. Over the last five Olympics, the U.S. hasn't sent any gymnasts older than 26. But her Olympic dream still motivates her.
Hopefully by next year, I will improve all of these routines so they're up to what everyone is doing. Right now, yes, I'm not at that point, but I want to get out in front of people just to show them that I can do it.
Crystal knows her dream may never come true, and she's okay with that. This journey has become a lot bigger than fulfilling that childhood goal.
just finding the love of something again, feeling happy and every day doing something that makes me happy and makes me smile is the best part of doing this again.
That story came from reporter Amy Sisk in Pittsburgh.